Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We are honored that you are with us this morning. We come to say thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for hearing our voice. Even when we complain, you hear our voice. Protect our lives from the terror of the enemy, oh, God. Hide us from the scheming of wicked people, from the mobs of evildoers. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, sharpen their tongues like swords, and they aim bitter words like arrows at us, shooting from concealed places at the innocent. They shoot at them suddenly and are not afraid. They encourage each other in an evil plan. They talk about hiding traps and say who will see them. They devise crimes. We have perfected a secret plan. The inner man and the heart are mysterious, but God will shoot arrows with it. Suddenly, they will be wounded. They will be made to stumble. Their own tongues work against them. All who see them will shake their heads. Then everyone will fear and will tell about God's work, and they will understand what he has done. The righteous rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart shall offer praise to our King, our Lord, our God, to the Most High God. What a great Father you are. You are a great Father and an awesome King. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We come to bless your name this morning. We come to give you honor, glory, and praise. Hallelujah. We praise your name this morning. You are the mighty God. No God great like you, Jehovah. No God can compare to how great you are, how mighty you are. You are awesome in the heavens. You are awesome in the earth. We come this morning to, oh God, thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace and your favor. Hallelujah. We're not tired, Lord. No, we're not tired. We're depending on you. We come too far from where we started from. Yes. Yes. The road is not easy, but you're a faithful friend, oh God. Never leave us, oh God. You'll never forsake us. Thank you, Lord. Keep on pushing on. Hallelujah.
I come to
Yes. From where we started from. Hallelujah. Nobody told us that the road was going to be easy. Hallelujah. No, we don't believe. We know it. You'll never leave us, Lord. You'll never leave us. Neither will you forsake us. What a great God you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know without a shadow of a doubt, our God will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He's not a man. He's not human. Human beings leave us, but I thank God he don't leave us. Hallelujah. We are praising the Lord this morning on Senior Citizens Day. What a glorious day God has given us to praise and honor him. He's an awesome creator, a wonderful God. You know, he ain't bring us this far to leave us. He's a counselor, Prince of Peace. He's our great, great, and worthy God. He's worthy to be praised. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we are honored this morning. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins with us from Paducah, Kentucky. She's going to sing a song of praise this morning. To whom much is given, much is required. The Lord has given her much to do, but I thank you that he's given her favor to do it. He's given her mercy to do it. He's given her the strength to do it. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing fine. The Lord is good now.
Amen, amen. What you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing Jesus is on the Main Line. Last night as I was about to go to sleep, we received a call from one of our friends, and Brother Herschel Dungy is very sick and not doing well at all. I know I won't be able to listen to the entire program, but if you would include his name on the prayer list, I sure would appreciate it. His first name is Herschel, and the last name is Dungy, and he is related to Coach Tony Dungy from the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
Herschel Dungy is his name. Herschel Dungy.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you want salvation, tell him what you want. If you want salvation, tell him what you want. If you want salvation, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up, tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. Call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. The blind is never busy. Tell him what you want. The line is never busy. Tell him what you want. The line is never busy. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up, and tell him what you want. Call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up tell him, you just call him up and tell him, you just call him up and tell him what you want.
Amen, amen. We're calling up Jesus on the main line and we're telling him what we want. Bless you, Pastor Donna. Lord, I thank you for Pastor Donna, your faithful servant. I thank you for what you're doing in her and her husband and the family's life, oh God. We ask you to bless her this morning as she go about doing the duties that you're calling her to do in this hour, Lord God. And we lift up that family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the Cruz family, Lord, who lost their family member. And we're asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to comfort and strengthen the family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, be with them as they go through this trying time, Lord God. Help them to adjust to the change that's coming forth in their lives, oh God. Lord, Father, we thank you that you're going to be with them in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you for Pastor Donna. Oh God, I thank you for her strength as she moved forth, oh God. Oh Lord God, I thank you for the favor upon her life. I thank you for her husband who sticks right by her, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing on her behalf. And, Lord, she has a day, oh, my God, with lots of things to do. But, Lord, I thank you for the rest, her rest and relaxation and letting go and letting you guide her, Lord, where to go, where not to go, what to do, what not to do. And so, Father, we ask you to continually bless her as she looks to the hills from which cometh her help. Her help comes from you. She can't do it alone. And she's depending upon you, Father. You are a faithful God. You are faithful to her, to her family. In Jesus' name, I lift up her church family. And I thank you for the support that they give to her, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you that that's a church that's steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in you, looking to you, who is the author, finisher of their faith, looking to you for strength and for help, oh, God. We bless and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we continue along, we have her cousin on here from Jacksonville, Florida, Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I miss my cousin singing. I was just turning it on, and she was going off. I hate that.
Oh.
I missed it. I was sitting here with my little man.
Till later.
Okay. We were sitting here with my little Mr. Paul, and we started saying, got the whole world in his hand. I asked him, was he going to help me sing today? He said, I can't carry a tune in a bucket. I said, well, carry it on the radio.
What did you say, Mr. Paul?
Yeah, Mr. Paul, he's a little man, and he's on the 16th floor. I don't think he was here when you were here.
No, I don't remember.
No, okay, he was not here. He's a nice
How
little man.
How old is Mr. Paul?
He was 70 years old. He had a birthday party yesterday. It was his
What'd
birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Mr. Paul.
Thank you. Yeah, it's his birthday, and I didn't know, and he didn't tell me. But
all right, he writes to me. I'll be 70 next month.
All right, y'all 70 together.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
Wonderful.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, they lit his trees, and all he goes to the cathedral over here, and the priests and all, they took him out to Avondale. Out here, they had a good time yesterday.
Amen.
He said, my priest was here. His priest, Dean, what's his name, Dean something? Dean Cates, okay, yeah, Dean Cates. But anyway, yes, it's been a good day, good week. Then with my 102-year-old, I thought I was going to be with her this morning, but I forgot. I'd be too late. I get there at 11:30. She loves the things.
Oh, well, we'll get her next time.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to say he's got the whole world in his hands.
Amen.
Mr. Paul and our son. He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got the whole wide world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he got the whole world in his hands. He got the mother and the father. In his hands, he's got the mother and the father. In his hands, he's got the mother and the father. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He got the brother and the sister. In his hands he's got the brother and the sister. In his hands he's got brothers and the sisters. In his hands he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me. In his hands he's got you and me. In his hands he's got you and me. In his hands he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the preacher and the deacons. In his hands he's got the preacher and the deacons. In his hands he's got preacher and the deacons. In his hands he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the ushers and the choir members. In his hands he's got the ushers and the members. In his hands he's got ushers and the members. In his hands he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands.
Amen, amen. God has got the whole world. Thank you, Jackie and Mr. Paul. Appreciate you.
You're
all.
Welcome.
Yeah, I tried to call.
Appreciate you.
Jackie, I tried to call Mother Henry, but her number's changed. So text me her number, please.
Yeah, she'll have a birthday party. I will send it to you.
Okay, thank
you. Oh, she's going to have a nice birthday party in July, so I'll let you know about that. It's going to be a big to-do, and we're getting it together.
I know she's close to, she's 90-something.
She'll be 95 in July.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'll
praise
let you
the
know
Lord.
About.
He's given us a long life. Hallelujah. Well, continuing along, today is Senior Citizens Day on Bible Storyland. We are honoring our seniors today. We are so grateful that the Most High God has allowed us longevity, long life. God has not forgotten about us as senior citizens. Never forget. We are important to Him. We are part of the kingdom of God, just like the children. The gray hair is a splendor. It is in the way of righteousness. Proverbs 16:31. The glory of young men is their strength. Gray hair is the splendor of the old. Proverbs 20:29. God, even when we were old and gray, do not forsake us till we declare the power to the next generation in your might, O God. Acts to all who are to come. Lord, your eyes saw our unformed bodies. All the days ordained for us were written in your book before one of them came to be. Psalms 139:16. Teach us, Lord, to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Excuse me. Psalms 90:12. Lord, do not cast us away when we are old. Do not forsake us when our strength is gone. Psalm 71:9. There we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Lord, as senior citizens, teach us to number our days that we may gain hearts of wisdom. Psalms 90:12. God, surely your goodness and your love will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in your house forever. Psalms 23:6. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring the seniors. We are grateful to the senior citizens. We are grateful for every senior citizen, not just in Jacksonville, but throughout the whole world. We decree and declare that elderly shall live out all their days with dignity and respect. We decree and declare that elderly shall maintain integrity and godliness all their lives. We decree and declare our senior citizens have and receive the highest honor. We decree and declare our seniors are invaluable and honored by God and mankind. We decree and declare our senior citizens are free of disease and enjoy excellent health. We decree and declare our seniors have excellent minds and excellent memories. We decree and declare our senior citizens are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So we are so grateful this morning that we can praise the Lord no matter what age. Hallelujah. No matter if the gray hair is coming, we can still praise the Lord. God is still, oh, calling us to higher calling. He's using us in the kingdom as amen and women of God. So we're thankful to the Most High God for the longevity that he's given his people. Well, we are blessed this morning. We are so blessed. We are highly favored on Bible Story Land. Today, our speaker is a mighty woman of God. I met her maybe a month or so ago at a prayer gathering downtown Jacksonville, and she was speaking to us and encouraging us to hold on to God's unchanging hand. She was giving a testimony about her life, and I really just admired this woman of God, and I asked her for a number and called her and asked her, would she speak on Bible Story Land, and she agreed. She's a member of Kingdom City Church, where the pastor is Prophet Brian Karn. She studied at Jackson Theological Seminary, and she is a mighty woman of the Word. She knows the Word of God. She is a general in the body of Christ. We're honored to have her this morning, Minister Pearl Cole. Y'all call her Mother Pearl Cole. I don't even think she's as old as I am, but we call her Mother Pearl Cole. She's our speaker this morning. Good morning, Mother Cole. How are you?
God bless you, Sister Jean. I'm just wonderful in the Lord.
Amen. We're grateful you joined us. Well, let God have his way. We're looking forward to the word that God gave you this morning.
All right. Well, thank you. God bless you. God bless everyone this morning. I want to say good morning. May the blessings of the Lord overtake you this morning. Yes, let me say that again. May the blessings of the Lord overtake you this morning. I come to encourage you this morning. I come to encourage you to be, to don't mind waiting. It's something about the word wait that God has keep dealing with me to encourage his people. Now, you look at Psalms 27 and the 14th verse. It say, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And that is the word of the Lord to our singles and everyone that are listening today, to wait upon the Lord, to be encouraged, and don't mind waiting. Yes, that's the word the Lord has given me, to tell his people that you can't rush God. We cannot make God. Well, we must wait on him, but we can wait on him. And the Bible says over there in Psalms, the 40th Psalm, to say, David said, I waited patiently on the Lord, and he heard me, and he inclined unto me. And how God picked him up out of the horrible pit, and how God established his going. So somebody is really needing God today. You know, we as citizens, God has blessed us with longevity, and we are not old and crippled like many are back in the days. God has given us a special anointing for this season in our life. And I want to say to our senior citizens today, just because you are retired does not mean that you can't retire. God will call us to retire in this hour, in this season of our life. Now, for the blessings of the Lord make us rich and add us no sorrow. So wait for him to bless you. Somebody's in a hurry. Somebody's about to make a mistake. You know, we that are seniors, you would think that we got it all together. But how many know that the devil will still come against us? We are not too old. We are not too set. We are not too elevated that the devil will not come against us. How many know he came against Jesus, but Jesus fought him with the word of the Lord. So today I want to bring the word of the Lord to you. to let you know that you got to combat the enemy with his word. Now, listen, there was so much that I could say this morning, but as I kept praying and kept listening out for the Lord, I'm a general when it comes into the marriage. Two months from now, I'll be married for 55 years. We've been married for 55 years, and I want you to know it wasn't easy, but I held on to the word of God. Many times I did not even know my vows because I got married so young. I didn't understand the vows, but I got saved, and I began to learn God's word. So I kept my marriage together through by the word of the Lord. Now, normally I always have a word for the women to encourage them how to love their husbands and how to be submissive. But today, I just feel in my spirit that somebody needs to hear God. We need to talk to our men. Our men is failing God. We're not saying that there's no failure in our women. But God would not have me to go to heaven full. He want me to empty out on earth. And so I want to say to the singers who are having marital problems, the devil has come to unplug that which has been plugged for many years. Many singers have been connected through what is called common law marriage. And as soon as they decided to come into marital covenant relationship by marrying, doing it God's way, the devil showed up through divorce. But I encourage you today to wait upon the Lord, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Somebody is complaining a divorce. The divorce rate is so high all over the land. In the church, the church is divorcing. Christians are divorcing. Singers are divorcing one another. Many times they have been together. The divorce rate is very high among Christians and singers. Some have been married for 25, 30, 40 years. And divorcing. God's plan for marriage is an everlasting covenant. It's unbreakable. Now, many of you may not be married, but many are still married. And some of you are common law mates. But God is saying today, do it his way. Go and get on the covenant, marital covenant relationship. And that relationship, those vows are unbreakable. That's one debt that we don't pay off. It is not paid off till death do us apart. Oh, bless his name, somebody. I want you to look at your marriage vows again. That's what's wrong. Many times we take those vows, but we don't value them. But the Spirit of the Lord is saying, look at it again. Look at your marriage vows again. Now, let me say to the men, the Bible says in Ephesians, the 5th chapter and the 25th verse, it says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Husbands, I want to say to you today, there's a problem. Some of you are not giving enough of love to your wife. Now, if you are not guilty today, the word of the Lord is not coming to you. The word of the Lord is only saying to encourage you to continue to do it the way that God has said for us to do. I talk to people all over the world almost daily, and there's so many women, so many hurting women. Oh, some of them seniors, they are just hurting. The devil have come to just try and bring confusion and to break up the marriage that which God has established. See, the reason why the devil is coming against marriage, so because it is ordained of God. And anything that's ordained of God, the devil hates it. He comes to separate it. But I say unto you today, the word of the Lord say, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage and wait, I say, upon the Lord. For in doing so, God is going to strengthen thine heart. You listen to a woman that's not talking for just what the word is saying, but I took the word and applied it to my life. I live that word. I begin to breathe the word. I begin to live every day like God was coming any time. So I didn't want him to catch me with my work undone. It's not the will of God that we divorce one another, but it's the will of God that we be reconciled, that we come back to one another, that we love as God has said for us to love. So husbands, those of you that are gifted, there's a problem. Some of you are not giving enough love to your wife. You keep looking over the fence and not beholding the beauty and grace in her, your own wife. So love your wife as Christ loved the church. He gave his life for the church. So therefore, you need to give yourself to her. That's what's wrong with marriages today. We don't give ourselves over to each other. But there's a point of intimacy. Uh-huh. And when you become intimate, that means into me, you see. So give yourself to her, man of God. Be intimate with her. You don't even know her common denominator. Oh, bless his name. In other words, you don't know her like you need to know her. Bless his name. So the Spirit of the Lord is saying, yet you may be married for many years. You may even be singers, but you're not dead. We got proof from the word of God through Abraham and Sarah when God supernaturally moved upon them. And there's a supernatural move that God want to do in for his seniors, even in this hour. You that are not married, then God is not speaking unto you. But he will have you to pray, intercede, and encourage those that are married. So I know my time has come, and I must get back over to Sister D. But, man, I want you to know, there's a little girl yet in your wife. Let me say it again. There's a little girl yet in her that desire to be loved. Oh, bless his name. And so we want God to be pleased with our life. So we all got to gird up the loins of our mind, and we got to do what God say do and do it like he said for us to do it. Be encouraged, seniors. Don't just retire from your job, but the Bible say, occupy till I come. So we that are 60, 65, yes, I am 72 years old. I'll be 73 in December. And I tell you, right now, I'm doing just as much as I did, I believe, when I was in my 30s and my 20s. I've been working for the Lord a long time. The Lord blessed me to birth 7 children, and they love the Lord, and I love the Lord, and God bless you, our radio audience, those of you that are listening, and I pray that this word is going to bless somebody. You be blessed and go with God. He will go with you. Amen.
Amen. You have more time, Mother Pearl. You have more time if you need more time.
All right. Well, God bless you. Well, let me say this. Listen, even in our older age, what makes you think the devil is coming against your marriage? Number one, you got to realize it's God ordained. Anything the Lord ordained and sets up, the devil comes against it. So I want to say to you today, if your marriage is in trouble, that means war. Uh-huh. But listen, let me tell you about the war part. Marriage in trouble, this means war. Not against one another, but waging war against the enemy, the devil, your adversary. That's what's wrong with our marriages today. We see one another. We come at each other. But it's not the husband. It's not the wife. It's the adversary, the devil, the enemy of your soul that's coming to tear things up. And once there's a divorce, then the whole family is affected from it. Children, get to the place where they don't know their grandparents. They don't know family members because mama and daddy is angry at one another, so they pull the children apart from the family. Yes, you know, the Bible let us know that the young man is called because he's strong. And the old man, you know, he know the beginning. He know God. As I told him one time, I say, see, many of you know the 23rd Psalm, but it's good when the old man know the shepherd. Oh, bless his name. And, you know, young people come and take the baton and run it in the middle of the flow. Well, we that are older, that we senior citizens, we came through those days when you took the broom and you went all into the cracks and the crevices. Oh, bless his name. So we can tell you something. And many times the devil have come and gotten in the hearts of the older seniors into the older men, and they want to be, they don't want to be graceful at their age. They want to do what they used to do. But God will say, to take my word and walk my word. Now listen, we got to wage against the enemy. Wage war against the enemy, not one another. The devil, your adversary. But I must say this now. If God was first in one's life, there would be no divorces. Their desire would be to please the Lord. This is why I was able to keep my marriage together. It was not a bliss. Oh, I had many trials. I had many temptations. But I said, when the devil called my house, I was hung up. That's what you got to do. When the devil keep ringing, you in your mind and in your heart telling you to do this and do that. See, some of you have been having affairs for long, long years and been married for years. But Jesus, yes, God, Jesus is on his way back. And the Lord is giving you a warning today to say, stop it. Hang up. Temptation is calling. Hang up. Don't go back to it. Many times some of you have walked away, but temptation keep on calling you. Keep on nugging at you. Keep on pulling on you. But the word of the Lord is saying today, to give it up. Surrender all to the Lord God. For he's on his way back. Tomorrow's sun could be shining on your grave. Where will you spend eternity? Oh, this is the word of the Lord. This is his love letter to us today. And I thank God that I'm blessed. And I heard the word of God. And I took heed to his word. Amen. God bless you, Sister Jean.
All right, God bless you. Thank you so much, Mother Cole, for the word of God. We're continuing on this morning. Oh, my God, what a powerful word that was, that we had to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Let God have his way in our, whether we single, whether we married. But she talked to the married people today, so I thank God for that word. It was encouraging. She's been married 5 years. She has great experience in marriage, so she knows what it takes to be married. And she was saying the divorce rate is too high among seniors, too high among people, the people of God. So we got to keep the marriage covenant. Thank God for the word this morning. It was encouraging us as seniors to keep holding on. Oh, God, I thank God for that word, Mother Cole. We appreciate you. Oh, she's a strong, mighty woman of God. Been through much. But God kept her all these years. We thank God for the women of God, the aged women of God, who they're teaching the younger women how to love their husbands, how to love their children, how to be chaste housekeepers at home, or not to be busybodies, but what they're to do. He's teaching them. So I thank God for that word this morning. It's salvation time. It, like she said, God is on his way back. So everybody's got to be saved. We don't want anybody to be lost. Salvation is God's gift to us. So we want eternal life for our families. So we are standing on the in the gap for our families. We're asking the Lord to save every family member. You know, it's very easy to be saved, but we got to stay saved. You know, salvation. Romans 10:9-10. If we confess with our mouths Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus on the third day, we can be saved. But then there comes, you know, the devil. You got to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We can't just, you know, get saved and then do whatever we want to do. We got to live holy, live righteous, call on the name of the Lord. And it's important that we call on the name of the Lord, because we can't be saved and stay saved without God. We need him. And, you know, this backsliding, we cancel that. We cancel all the prodigal spirits, all, you know, that we can't do it. We got to be steadfast, unmovable, always doing what the Lord wants us to do. We got to hear his voice in this hour. We got to make sure that we are obedient to God. So it is testimony time this morning. Anybody have a testimony this morning? Testimony time. Press one if you're not already pressed. One. Wow, y'all got testimonies in your head. Bring them to the forefront. Speak them. Testimony time. I know somebody got a testimony this morning. Press one and give your testimony. All right. Somebody press one right here. Prophetess Lawson. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I just love the word of the Lord that
Minister Cole.
I didn't know her first time, but I appreciate that. And I want to say
something. You got to speak more into the phone, woman of God.
I want to say that something that lines up with that word. I guess I had a young lady I know that literally said she'd never be married. She didn't think that she was going to be married. She already had 5 kids. And lo and behold, while she was working in the hospital, she met a person who was diagnosed with cancer. And she just found an abounding attraction to him. But he was a man of prayer. He was a man of, but he's still alive. He is a man of prayer. And so he would always pray with her every time he was in and out of the hospital. And so they got married in December. December last year. I think they got married in December. And the thing was that for her, she said, this man taught me so much about God. He taught me so much about praying. He taught me so much about believing God. And not that she knows a lot about the Bible, but in the time in which she thought she could never be married, God sent her somebody that not only she got married, but taught her in the Lord. And like I said, most people today, they like to, they just stay in the single state, and they don't try to seek God even in their 40s and 50s. But I just wanted to add to Mother Cole what she said. A lot of people are getting divorced. The other thing is a lot of people are not getting married. They decided that, you know, Satan has talked to them in their mind that they are not maritable, but God ordained marriage. And I just want to give that testimony that many of you who may be on the phone or may listen to the broadcast, don't stop seeking the Lord. And as for women, the Bible says a man should find a wife, but you need to make yourself presentable that the man will find you. That's all the testimony I had to say.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Lawson. Awesome testimony. Wait on the Lord. That's what Mother Cole said. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Any more testimonies this morning? Press 1. Any more goodness of the Lord in your life? What has he done for you lately? All right. Well, we have Miss Ludell on the phone with us, the youngest one. She's 95, pressing forward to 96. Good morning, Miss Ludell from Appling, Georgia.
Good morning. Sorry I'm late, but I have a little something come up. But I'm
no
okay.
No problem. We're glad you're here.
Yes.
You going to sing this morning?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You ready now?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wait.
No, ma'am. We're ready for you to sing now.
Okay. I'm going to sing an old hymn. And, you know, if you want to join in with me, join in with it, if you know it, you know. Jesus keep me near the cross that a precious fountain free to all a healing stream, oh yeah, flow from care.
Courage. Guess what? He strengthens us in the waiting. We're not just waiting. He's doing something while we're waiting. Yep.
Right.
Clean us up out the muck and the mire of life. You know, we've been through. He's given us gifts. Oh, my God. He's just such an awesome God. He load us up with those benefits every day. He's faithful. Who would not serve a God like Jehovah? Everybody in their right mind should call on the Lord. So it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. Press 1. Make your request known unto the Lord.
This is Ludea.
All right.
I prayed for my friend. That's why I was late. She was calling me. Her husband's in hospital, serious ill. And prayer for her family as a whole. And because we cannot leave our Mary Jean and her family, and mine and other families as well.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. Anybody else? Press 1, prayer request. Press time. If you already pressed 1, you can state your prayer request.
Minister G, will you please remember the Cruz family, the Dungy family, Macedonia Baptist Church, my mother-in-law?
Gotcha. You know we got
thank
you, Beth. Got it down
thank
already.
You.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Thank you. We love you. Anybody else this morning? Prayer time. State your prayer request. We got you too, Jack. Go ahead.
You got me? Okay, I was just saying pray for Mr. Paul and all my cathedral people, Miss Annie Wilson, to soften her heart, make her nice, give her daughter Kathy stress that she needs. Ooh, it's rough. My little 102-year-old lady, she's been getting up again and walking by herself, help her to not fall. Thank you. Pray for my whole entire family.
All right. Thank you.
Miss Rose.
Miss who? What'd you say, Jackie? Okay. She must have went back on mute. All right. Anybody else? Prayer time. Prayer time. We're waiting for your request. Prayer time.
Sister Carica.
Yes?
Mr. Paul said make sure we tell everybody to pray for Miss Rose.
Okay, for Miss Rose. Right. Okay.
Oh,
all right. Thank you, Jack. All right. Anybody else? Prayer time. We got to keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. You know, prayer is a privilege. To be able to bring requests before the Father. You know, sometimes we can't even bring our requests before each other. But it's a privilege to bring a request before Father God. He's waiting on us. He wants to hear from us. He made us so that we can, you know, praise him and pray to him. It's a conversation.
Right.
We can converse with God, our Father, our great creator. So we are so grateful this morning that we could call on the name of the mighty King this morning. I'm so glad we have Prophetess Lawson on with us this morning. You helping me pray, Prophetess Lawson?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I thank God for you. All right, I'm going to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins. And then if you could pray for Ms. Ludell, her friend's husband, who's very ill, her family, and, you know, just her niece, Mary Jean. Yes, ma'am. We got to pray for Mary Jean. And recently she lost a son, and she has another son. So we are praying for her. You know, healing from the loss of her child, that's a difficult thing. Yes, so we thank God this morning. Father, we just approach your throne this morning, and we come before your holy name. And we're asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to help us through this hour. Help us, oh God. Many things are coming against us as the people of God. But, Lord, you are able to raise that standard for us. So we thank you for raising the standard for Pastor Donna Hawkins, for her family, her husband, their children, grandchildren, oh God, and missionary, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, where she pastors, oh God. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to move by your spirit, strengthen the family unit like never before. We're asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to continually walk with her, talk with her, be a lamp and a light to her path, oh God. And, Lord, even as she eulogized Mr. Cruz, Lord God, I thank you for giving her grace and ease and favor. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for speaking through her as she opened her mouth this morning, Lord God. Oh, God, let the blessings flow to her in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we lift up the Herschel Dungy family as he has been very, very ill on his bed of affliction, Lord. You know him, Lord God, and you are there with him. In the name of Jesus, heal his body, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray for health and strength for him. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're calling on you like never before. We are praising you. We are honoring you this morning. We are giving you glory because you are the King of glory. So, Father, we thank you for ordering Pastor Donna's steps today and her husband. Order their steps in the mighty name of Jesus. Comfort them, strengthen them, Lord God. And, Lord, be with Mr. Herschel Dungy. Send the word and heal him. Let him take up his bed and walk. Lord, we pray for the Cruz family, the wife and the children, any grandchildren, Lord God, that you would strengthen that family, especially those, Lord God, that it's hard for them to deal with the death of their family member, Lord. Oh, comfort them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Many people don't understand, Lord, but you are the Almighty God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. So we just praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, got you.
Go ahead. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you, Lord God, for this day. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for this program. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for Sister Ludell. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for strengthening you. I thank you, Lord God, for how you continue to use her, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you give her length of days, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for restoring her youth like an eagle, God. I thank you that she's sharp, not just in the natural, but in the spirit. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you have ordained her as an intercessor. And, Lord God, I thank you that she may receive her 120 years, oh God. Father, we ask you now, Lord God, who can do exceedingly above all I can ask or think. God, you know her from the hairs on her head, oh God, to the skin on her toes, God. You know every aspect of her body, Father. Lord God, so therefore, Lord God, heal, Lord God, on the day. Restore on today. God, renew on today, God. We thank you, Lord God, that, Lord God, that wisdom is the children's bread. Oh, God, that, Lord God, that she continue giving wisdom to her family, her neighbors, her friends, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, glory to God, that as many people know, Lord God, that we can call on Jesus in the day of trouble, that they will and answer prayer. But we thank you, Lord God, for the vessel, Sister Ludell, that her family knows that if they need a word of prayer, that she's connected to you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that as she walks with you and as she talks with you, oh, God, that as she tells you everything that's going on with her and her family, oh, God, that, Lord God, that you meet their needs according to your riches and glory, God. Oh, God, we thank you for healing their land, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for making things possible. So we lift up her entire family, Lord God, generation after generation, oh, God, and even the ones that are yet born, oh, God, as they'll hear and know of this great woman that kept her faith in you, oh God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to cover them in the blood, oh God. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, oh God. Keep them, hallelujah, glory to God. Keep their mind in perfect peace, oh God. We lift up Mary Jane, her niece, oh God. And God, in this hour of young people dying, oh God, in this hour, Lord God, where our African-American males, oh God, are not living to their senior years, oh God, we lift up her other son to you, God. We cover him in the blood, God. We pray that his heart be turned to you, oh God. We pray, Lord God, and he'll run after you, that he will thirst as a dead panther by the water. His soul will thirst for you, oh God. Father, we just ask you, Lord God, to arrest him in the spirit, oh God. Keep him, Lord God, that he may do that what you call him to do, oh God. We ask and we praise you, Lord God, for saving him, delivering him, and setting him free. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Prophet Foster, I'm going to pray for Jackie Travis and those things she asked me to pray for. If you could say a special prayer for senior citizens, the ones on Bible Storyland and the ones throughout the world.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning for the privilege of being able to call on your name, being able to pray effectual, fervent prayers. We can't do it without you. We're dependent upon you, oh God. And, Lord, we thank you for Jackie Travis, your faithful servant. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for that higher call for her. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the senior citizens that she take care of on a daily basis, oh, God. And, Lord, we thank you as she take care of them, you're taking care of her. You're giving her strength in her body even when she doesn't feel like getting up. You're giving her the strength to get up. You're giving her energy, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for her precious husband. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you're doing in Jackie's husband, drawing him closer to you, closer with her, closer with the children. I thank you for their two daughters, oh, God, that you birthed through them. In the name of Jesus, we just bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come against them. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for teaching their hands to war, their fingers to fight against the enemy. In Jesus' name, and I thank you that they are fully align with you in battle array. In the name of Jesus, they are reading your word, studying your word, obeying your word. Oh, God, I thank you that one day they will teach your word. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for Miss Annie Wilson. I thank you for Mr. Paul. I thank you for the woman of God who's 102 years old. And I thank you for Miss Rose, Lord God. All of those seniors, Lord God, that I named and even the ones I did not call, we lift them up before you, Father. And we thank you for excellent health, for strength for them. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, they, oh God, are continuing on the battlefield for a reason. In the name of Jesus, let that purpose come forth in them. Oh God, I thank you that they shall complete their purpose before they leave this earth. In the name of Jesus, heal their bodies, any kind of knee problems, any kind of headache, swelling in the ankles and the feet. We just cast it down right now in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that they are healthy. They are well. They are continually, Lord God, keeping their mind fixed on you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you're doing in Jackie, even as she goes from building to building and house to house. Oh, God, you are going before her, and she's keeping her mind stayed on you, oh, God. So, Father, we just bless you this morning. We honor you. You are the King of glory. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way in Jackie's daughters, oh God. Protect them as they come in, as they go out. Draw them closer with you, oh God. And we just praise your name. We are grateful to you. We thank you for Mr. Paul who sang with Jackie this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, songs of praise unto you, oh God. We just bless your name and we honor your presence. We don't take you for granted. You're a holy God and a righteous God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And Father, on today, Lord God, I thank you, oh God, for, as you said, and Mother Cole said, Lord God, that, yeah, that the old man have wisdom, oh God, that, Lord God, that in this hour, in this day, oh God, that as the young apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers all come into the mold of serving you and worship you and leading your people. Lord God, we thank you for the seniors, oh God, because you said that they should be wise. oh God, and that they'll have the wisdom of God. They have the wisdom, as even as Mother Cole said today, of knowing how you operate. Lord God, they said the children knew your acts, but Moses knew you. Moses, the senior leader, the senior pastor, the senior person, oh God, he had a relationship with you, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah. And he did not pray from a distance. He had a face-to-face relationship. So we thank you, Lord God, for the senior citizens on today. We thank you for the senior citizens in the Lord. We thank you for the senior citizens, oh God, that, Lord God, that serve you and worship you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that as there's so many that in the nursing home, there's so many, oh God, that's under the care or watch care of someone, oh God. We ask you to strengthen their bodies, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, to cover them in the blood, oh God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to do, like I say, exceeding above all I can ask or think. God, meet them at their point of need. Heal on today. Deliver on today. Lord, give some of them a miracle, oh God, that, Lord God, whatever they're diagnosed with, oh God, that when the doctors come back, it will not be the same. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We know you to be a healer. We know you to be a deliverer. We know that you can set the captives free, oh God, and everyone and anyone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, any seniors that are not saved, oh God. Any seniors, Lord God, that don't know you for the pardon of their sins, oh God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that they don't leave this world, oh God, without knowing you, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord God, we lift up soul winning, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the seniors that know you. But we, Lord God, thank you, Lord God, that you send laborers around the path to the seniors that don't know you, God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, around this world, around this nation. I lift up our president to you, who's 70 years old, oh God. Father God, pour upon him the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you. Lord, let him know why you placed him in that position, oh God. Let him be able to hear from you and not just the people, heirs that listen to him, God. Father, give him a visitation, hallelujah, oh God, that he may know that you are God and besides you there's no one else that he can call on the day of trouble that can hear and answer prayer, oh God. And Father, Lord God, for this program and those that are on the line, oh God, we ask you to bless and keep them, Lord God. Oh God, let your face shine upon them, Lord God. Oh God, let them stay in your midst, oh God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, for every person, oh God, old and young, oh God, and those who may listen to this broadcast in the end, oh God, that, Lord God, that you, Lord God, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. Father, we lift up the people that they're praying for and the people that they're laboring for in the spirit realm. And we come in agreement, Lord God, that their needs should be met, oh God, and that they'll know you, their Lord God, for the pardon of their sin, oh God. I come in agreement with Sister G, oh God, for what she's praying for and what she's needing you for. And God, I ask you to bless a Bible Story Land. Oh God, this anointed even the more, God. We thank you that your hand's upon this radio broadcast. And we thank you, Lord, for multiplying it even the more. Oh God, build up her viewership, oh God, that, Lord God, that others may hear and know you, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for everything said and done. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Father,
hallelujah.
God, I lift up Karen Itell this morning, and she is not with us, oh God. But I thank you, Lord God, for giving her strength and help, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Protect her everywhere she goes, Lord God. And, Father, I thank you for the gift that you put in her, the gift of praise and worship and music unto you, oh God. So, Father, keep her safe as she travels to and fro. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Anybody have anything they want to add before we close out this morning? All right. Well, I thank God for each of you. It's closing time on Bible Storyland. We look forward to hearing from you. Next Saturday will be Family Day. We'll be honoring families. God loves you so much. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. Don't forget, read the Word, study the Word, and obey the Word. Purpose in your heart to pray the Word of God daily. Call on the Father every day. He will answer when you call him, but you got to call on him for him to answer.
Mm-hmm.
He's never busy. He's never late. He's always on time. And he loves you and you and you and you. Yep, he loves you very much. We look forward to hearing from you next week. I love all of you. Have a great day. Praising the Lord.
Same to you. Same to you.
Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you this morning, Almighty God. Hallelujah.
I love you. Love you. I love you, Lord, today. The radio's off. You ready to go?
Okay.
Let the wallet right there. Okay. That's your little wallet right there.